It was a funny one yesterday with Hillary Clinton barking like a dog. That was the Trump ad. This is an anti-Trump ad. Your reaction?
Well, I think Hillary Clinton comes off very poorly in the ad. I mean, I'm not really sure. Did her campaign actually make that ad?
No, it was a super PAC.
Okay.
Who supports her. She has nothing to do with the super PAC.
Right.
But it's a pro-Hillary Clinton super PAC.
The super PAC did a very bad job with the ad because it ends with that clip of a very natural, affected moment from the candidate. So I think that's just strange just from like a professional standards point of view. But Donald Trump is going to have a huge election against Hillary Clinton because the issues the Democrats depend upon, Donald Trump is going to control, like the trade issue. He's going to hammer Clinton on her support for the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and we're going to bring in the blue-collar voters, and she's going to end up having a very hard time connecting with.
It looks like Hillary Clinton is now spending a lot more time focusing in on a possible run against Donald Trump. Is the Trump campaign now spending more time focusing in on a possible run against Hillary Clinton, forgetting about the other Republican challengers, at least somewhat?
Well, job number one right now is to go ahead and get 1237, and that's where we're focused. But you saw with our own ad that we're giving a little sampling, a little appetizer of how we're going to go after Hillary Clinton in the general election. And again, is going to be a huge contrast on issues like trade and immigration, where we're going to side with working people, and Hillary Clinton's going to side with big business and corporations. And, you know, with Lindsey Graham endorsing Ted Cruz, that's really a remarkable development because it means that the people who favor offshoring, who favor foreign policy interventionism, and who favor a failed legacy on trade are lining up behind Ted Cruz because they don't want anything in Washington to change.